This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In the United States, the lead Democratic impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, on Sunday accused President Donald Trump of doing nothing on January 6th to stop his supporters from storming the U.S. Capitol building to try to upend his defeat for re-election. Speaking on CNN, Raskin said, quote, he was watching it on TV, an insurrection tailgate party. Raskin is the lead House impeachment manager. He called Trump's actions, quote, the most dangerous crime committed against the United States. He said the rioters, quote, came within a hair's breadth of hanging the vice president. When the rioters stormed into the Capitol, Vice President Mike Pence was in the initial stages of presiding over the congressional certification of the Electoral College vote that Mr. Joe Biden, president-elect, won over President Trump. In addition, Raskin said, quote, there was an assassination squad looking for Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi is the Speaker of the House of Representatives who led last week's 232-197 vote to impeach Mr. Trump, in which 10 Republicans joined all House Democrats in voting against the president. One Trump supporter, Senator Lindsey Graham, said protesters had, quote, defiled the seat of government, but blamed Pelosi for the security lapse. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Graham said, quote, how in the hell could that happen? Where was Nancy Pelosi? It's her job to provide Capitol security. Several top security officials have resigned in the wake of the violence, under threat from U.S. lawmakers that they would be fired if they did not quit. The trial of Trump, the only U.S. president to be impeached twice, could start soon after Mr. Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. If convicted by a two-thirds vote in the politically divided Senate, Mr. Trump could be barred from ever holding public office again. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A small Islamist militant group has claimed responsibility for an attack on Turkish forces in the northwestern Syrian province of Idlib. Three Turkish soldiers were wounded as a result of the assault, according to local news media. The Turkish government has not commented. Idlib is the last major stronghold controlled by forces opposed to the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As part of a de-escalation agreement with Russia, Turkey has deployed forces in Idlib and set up several observation posts throughout the rebel-held parts of the province. Russia has been a staunch supporter of the Assad government, while Turkey backs several rebel groups. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on Sunday dismissed a claim by France that Tehran was in the process of building up its nuclear weapons. He called it absurd nonsense. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, in an interview with the Journal du Dimanche, published on Saturday, said Iran was building up its nuclear weapons capacity, and it was urgent that Tehran and Washington return to a 2015 nuclear agreement. Iran, which denies seeking to make nuclear bombs, rejected a statement on Saturday by three European powers that warned the Islamic Republic against starting work on uranium metal-based fuel for a research reactor, saying that violates the nuclear pact and has serious military implications. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, who takes office January 20th, has pledged to return the United States to the deal with the agreement that imposed strict curbs on its nuclear activities in return for the lifting of sanctions. And that, on when I say its nuclear activities, of course, meaning Iran. Iran has gradually breached many of the deal's restrictions, but Tehran says it could quickly reverse those steps if Washington first lifts the sanctions it imposed after withdrawing from the nuclear deal. A Taipei think tank and observers in Taiwan say China is trying to influence residents with so-called cognitive warfare, hoping to reverse opposition to Beijing's desired takeover of Taiwan so it can be accomplished without having to go to war. China's effort, these analysts say, include tactics ranging from military intimidation and propaganda to misinformation spread by its army of online trolls in a bid to manipulate public opinion. They say the complexity and frequency of the effort puts Taiwan on a constant defensive. This information came to VOA from Zheng Yishuo, the director of the Cybersecurity Division of the government-funded Institute of National Defense and Security Research in Taipei. He recently spoke to VOA about the matter. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.